Unconditional Surrender by Evelyn Waugh. Read by Christian Rotzke. Prologue. Locust Years. When Guy Crouchback returned to his regiment in the autumn of 1941, his position was in many ways anomalous. He'd been trained in the first batch of temporary officers, had commanded a company, had been detached for special duties, had been in action and acquitted himself with credit. He'd twice put up captain's stars and twice removed them. Their scars were plainly visible on his shoulder straps. He'd been invalided home on an order direct from GHQME, and the medical authorities could find nothing wrong with him. There were rumors that he'd blotted his copybook in West Africa. When he was commissioned in 1939, his comparative old age had earned him the sobriquet of Uncle. Now he was 2 years older, and the second batch of officers in training were younger than those who joined with him. To them, he seemed a patriarch. To him, they seemed a generation divided by an impassable barrier. Once he'd made the transition, had thrown himself into the melee on the anteroom floor, had said cheerio when he drank with them, and had been accepted as one of themselves. He could not do it a second time. Nor were there any longer melees and guest nights, nor much drinking. The new young officers were conscripts who liked to spend their leisure listening to jazz on the wireless. The first battalion, his battalion, followed Richie Hook, biffing across the sands of North Africa. A draft of reinforcements was sent out to them. Guy was not posted with them. Hook Force, all save four, had been taken prisoner in Crete. He had no comrades-in-arms in England except Tommy...